there anybody online?
There's not.
Not a single soul?
Well, there are, but it's our.
I mean, there's not, no public?
No public.
No public.
Online, okay. So I will now close public comment. Approval of the minutes?
Make motion to approve the draft minutes.
I will second and therefore pass that. And now we're up to Mike Urbaka. Item number one, renewing, I don't know why we do it for 25 years, but anyway, renewing our lease for our manifold, I believe, out in Old River. Is that what this is for? Hey, Mike.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you both?
We're hanging in there. What do you got for us? Item one.
Right, so the town in the past has been accessing the diffuser out of Old River from Highway 4 using the Contra Costa Water District right of way. And before the diffuser project, we never had a permit to use their property. We do currently have a temporary permit to use their property. We've had that permit for some time now for the diffuser project. And the Contra Costa Water District said, hey, you know, you guys really need a permanent right of way in here, so here's this 25-year license for you guys to look at. And so we went back and forth with them, and we had Andy, of course, look at it. And so in your agenda packet is the final document. And so it provides the town with access from Highway 4 across the Contra Costa Water District property, and we can use the property as we need to drive across, do some temporary staging, loading and unloading vehicles, equipment, things of that nature. We just can't block the roadway when they need to use it, of course, because if they have to get to their facilities, we can't block them. And then I feel very generous in only charging the town $250 a year for 25 years, so that's only $6,250 for the entire 25-year period. We will be using a portion of their roadway, their paved roadway. So we came to an agreement that we would share the cost of any maintenance of that roadway that we use at 20% of whatever that repair cost might be. So if a $1,000 repair, then we pay, what is that, $200? So that's in the agreement. And then of course, our insurance will have to name them as additional insured. And there is a clause in there about being able to terminate the agreement by either party 60 days notice. So that's a summary of the license agreement and why we need to have it.
They come up with 20%. 20% seems awfully high for something that we're probably going to access once or twice a year.
No, we access it much more often than that. I think if Aaron's in the room, I think he can attest to that.
Oh, okay. I thought we would just only go out there when we have problems with it or something.
No, we have maintenance. We have air relief valves that we maintain. There's also valves we maintain.
And this is that new area we put in, right? Didn't we just do work?
So the diffuser is just the discharge part.
I get it.
But that pipeline runs all the way along through that parcel into our plant. And we've got to get access to those locations as well. And you have to use their road to access.
That's that road that runs next to Seed's. That's that road that runs next to Seed's property and then goes up on the left. Yeah, whatever. I mean, it doesn't seem, I guess.
And it's only 20% of that portion of the road. Not 20% maintenance for the entire road.
Well, that road runs from Highway 4 to...
That road is probably maybe 100 feet, and then it turns into a dirt road.
Okay.
So they're saying the area from Highway 4 up to the levee is the area that's out.
That's the paved part portion, yes.
Right, okay.
It seems
reasonable. And so thank you for whoever put that hard work together, Mike and Andy, and getting that negotiated. I'm sure that they came up with an arbitrary amount of $250 a year, and you know, that's kind of a token payment. We appreciate that because it's very reasonable.
Yeah, they actually started out a little higher, but we had asked them to drop it, and they went back and talked about it, and they said, okay, we'll drop it.
But basically, we're paying for the rights to the easement, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I think it's straightforward.
And does that have to be? Does that have to come to the board for approval? Is it a document?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
At the next meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
welcome.
Is that all you're on for today?
I believe so, unless Dina is gonna stay for anything.
Alright, thanks for being there, appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, item number two, this is with regards to resurfacing at the existing office, I believe. Who's got that?
It's red and green. Alright, afternoon. So, Cyclone Lee, the contractor that is doing the build project there, little lake treatment plant, the project's coming to a close. And we did a walk around of the parking lot there at Little Lake Treatment Plant. And he was discussing what was in the scope of repaving the areas where they did the contract work. And as we walked around, that picture doesn't really show you the construction part. This is before the construction took place. There are other pictures outside of that besides a overlay of the site. But so really the repavement in the contract would really only extend about a foot to 18 inches either side of their trenches that they cut. And those lines would put us right in the problem we have with that entire surface area, which is down the center where we have this cracking of the asphalt, and it's, I forget the terminology of it, basically it's like alligator skin. It's just a bunch of patches that are cracking. And if we were to repave just the contract portion, there'd be more damage done to the driveway or the parkway that we have there over there. And while walking around, there was really no safe cuts without redoing the entire surface. And you have the trees there that really don't provide any purpose. They're a nuisance. You have branches breaking. So we discussed moving the asphalt all the way up about 6 inches to that fence line. And that would allow for more adequate parking during construction or repairs for office staff, for contractors who visit the site doing work. I mean, you can just picture the very front of the plant off to the left here. We have well six. And if we bring in a crane truck, it's a very tight turn to make that left right to the gate to get to that well six. So this Cyclone Reed put together a quote to do this additional work to bring that asphalt to the fence line, removing the trees, grinding down to the stones, adding a conduit from the fence line to the building for communications and some of the power poles along there.
Where are those communications currently?
Those communications right now run, you see that red line in that picture? About a foot before that, and they're only about 6 inches below the surface of that asphalt.
So are they going to do any sort of drainage and grates or anything for water runoff so it doesn't like all run into the school or something like that?
So there is a drain right there on the right-hand side. It's not in the picture, but it's in the very corner. As you come into the gate on the right-hand side, there's a drain, and it would slope everything along that fence line go towards that drain.
Including the new paved area?
Correct.
So it's going to actually work its way back towards the gate?
Correct.
There's no drain up close to the building?
Nope.
That's weird.
Yes. As soon as you make the left-hand turn around the filter,
there is one right there.
Paving starts
by the filters right there, there's a drain, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Nope.
Okay, so you're presenting an add to the original contract then to remove the trees and then to one company, right? And then You know, as we move forward and the offices move out of there, it's probably better to do real estate streets for maintenance and everything else anyway. Clogging drains and other things that might occur, it'll make it more industrial and sterile looking, if that's kind of what it is, it's a water treatment plant. So, I don't think that, but I want to be clear on this. So, what? So there was no, the original bid was only out about 10 feet.
The original cost would, I don't have a picture here, but the original cost would only include the repavement of the trenching plus about 18 inches out from that trench.
So, who gave us the bid for the original?
Sideline.
Who's that?
It was part of the...
Sideline made...
Okay.
Sideline.
Okay. So this is R&M's quote to Sideline that I'm looking at.
Sideline Reed is the company that came out and did the entire filter project with their subcontractors and stuff.
Right, but this the bid comes from R&M Paving. That's their subcontractor.
Correct.
So are we? So this is. So it's a $42,000 add-on contract.
$65,000 total. $12,000 for the pruning of the tree removal.
Okay. So that's $10,000. Oh, that's my asshole. Okay, I'm with you. So it's 42.33 plus 12. Going to be done yesterday. Okay. I mean, as long as I have to go out to bid, we'll take whatever price we're doing.
The original payment for $50,000 is much smaller than the amount they're taking on now. That 65 is very...
Yeah, exponentially, it really doesn't work that well.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Take that to the board and also for approval. And that's what we're doing.